Finally. All of this will they, won't they, will they, won't they, will they, won't they. It's been resolved. T-Mobile and Sprint have finally gotten their acts together and have decided to merge. This is the third or fourth time the companies have attempted to get this merger going, and both parties finally decided to move forward. What has happened in the market that suddenly made these two companies reverse their previous decisions to walk away from each other and finally hook up? We're going to find out. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast episode 118. Before I get started, most of the information that I got for today's podcast came from the Wall Street Journal, specifically an article written by Drew Fitzgerald, Dana Simaluka, and Dana Mitoli. And I also cross-referenced and sprinkled in some additional information from a USA Today article by Edward C. Baig and Zlati Mayer. Any other information that I use in this podcast, I will cite directly as I'm saying it. Let's talk money first. T-Mobile is buying Sprint for $26 billion. It is an all-stock deal, which would see T-Mobile, who currently has a market value of $55 billion, take control of Sprint, who currently has a market value of $26 billion. The two companies have combined debt of $60 billion. Under this current deal, T-Mobile will exchange 9.75 Sprint shares for each T-Mobile share. T-Mobile parent company, Deutsche Telekom, will own 42% of the combined company, and Sprint's parent company, SoftBank Group, will own 27%. The remaining 31% will be held by the public. The newly combined company will continue to use the name T-Mobile, and the combined company would be valued at $146 billion, including debt. Why are they deciding to make this decision now? Two major reasons are being cited. Obviously, like any merger, both companies are citing cost efficiencies. And I'm going to drill down into those cost efficiencies in a minute. The second, and definitely the sexier item of the two, is better access to 5G. If you recall, I did an entire podcast about 5G, which I will reference in the blog post. 5G will be a game changer for any telecom company. 5G will basically make wireless data access faster than current broadband for most of the country. And that means consumers, in theory, have more broadband connection options for the home in addition to mobile access on your phone. 5G data speeds will allow cell phone companies to compete with Comcast and Time Warner for the home market. To better highlight why the two companies had to merge to be more competitive, I will point you to a CNBC article by Alex Sherman that details T-Mobile's struggle to compete in the Straight Path purchase. Straight Path was another story that I covered 5 or 6 months ago. Verizon and AT&T were viciously fighting over this company because it gave them access to 5G spectrums. Straight Path agreed to sell to AT&T originally, then Verizon swooped in, offered more money, and snaked the deal away from AT&T. AT&T and Verizon both have market caps at around $200 billion, and AT&T is even going to get bigger if the Time Warner deal goes through. Verizon ended up paying $184 per share for Straight Path, which prior to their interest in the company was trading at $30 per share. T-Mobile couldn't even get into the conversation with those two fighting against each other. Any company who has a jump on 5G access is not only going to be able to compete with their direct competitors in the cell phone space, but also home broadband. Because T-Mobile and Sprint were effectively shut out on that Straight Path bid, they believe the only way to remain competitive is to combine and use that extra cash to compete for these very scarce 5G spectrum allocations. But where are these two companies really going to find money to compete with Verizon and AT&T? One would assume it's going to come from job cuts and other elimination efficiencies. But T-Mobile CEO John Legere is saying they're actually going to hire more U.S. employees. In fact, he says that once the deal closes, the combined company is going to hire approximately 80,000 full-time new employees. So where's the money being saved? According to the Wall Street Journal article, teaming up would allow the companies to decommission about 35,000 cellular transmission sites, which would cut the cost of rent and maintenance. They will also be able to consolidate retail locations, which in theory would allow them to reduce costs and not dramatically impact their employee headcount, maybe? The one clear area where there will be job growth is thanks to the company's intention to invest $40 billion on building up their 5G network, which they plan to do within 3 years of the merger's closing. So how is T-Mobile going to offset paying for Sprint, paying $40 billion for a new network, and cover the cost of a merger? Company representatives have stated that between eliminating the cell towers and eliminating redundant retail locations, they're anticipating $6 billion in annual savings. We'll see about that. While it is a small miracle that these two companies have managed to get their acts together, they still have to clear a major hurdle with the U.S. government. In 2011, the government stopped a merger between T-Mobile and AT&T, and many people have cited the government's decision to block that deal as a major win for consumers, because that's when T-Mobile turned things around and became the quote-unquote uncarrier. Their nimble market decisions allowed them to rise from the fourth provider to the third provider and take a serious chunk out of Verizon and AT&T's customer base. In November, the Justice Department sued AT&T to block their $85 billion takeover of Time Warner. Lawyers are expected to make their final remarks on that case today, or at least the day that I'm actually publishing this episode. T-Mobile and Sprint are aware of how difficult getting this deal approved is going to be. They're so aware of it that the deal does not include a breakup fee, so neither side would owe each other money should the DOJ stop this deal. T-Mobile CEO John Legere is basically making the case by saying there aren't just three or four mobile phone providers anymore, especially when you factor in broadband home connections. They also cited the fact that Comcast is selling mobile plans. Representatives for the merger also said that the United States is falling behind on cellular networks in competition with China, and that very well could be an attempt to Jedi mind trick Donald Trump into allowing the deal to go through because he is so hyper-competitive with China.
And you know, China.
But all jokes aside, the companies are going to face a lot of scrutiny, and there will be many consumer advocacy groups pushing back and saying that this merger is not in the best interest for consumers. And if those groups cite all of the phone consolidation and cable company consolidation over the last 20 years, they do have an excellent point. On the one hand, it's good to see that this will-they-won't-they situation finally come to an end, but the ultimate decision is not in T-Mobile or Sprint's hands. It is in the U.S. government's. And even with the Trump administration, the DOJ seems to be pretty down on mergers at the moment. So I'm not really sure how this deal is going to play out in the long run, but it is one of those situations where I think they had to try. And either it succeeds or it doesn't, but they'll be able to move on either way. Even though I am a fan of T-Mobile, do not be fooled by the messaging. In the long run, this merger will likely not be in the best benefit for consumers, but maybe you'll be able to cancel your Comcast subscription because you have perfectly good Wi-Fi with your cell phone company. And that would be an excellent consumer choice and option to have.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sportscast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.